Will you tell me more about that?
Her voice quivers a bit, so she clears her throat and sips from a water bottle on her desk. Absolutely not, I snap. She should count herself blessed to have received this much information from me already. I don't need to talk about my brother or my parents. I don't want to. The only other person who knows what happened that day is dead, and I'm done discussing it. She can go look up the article from the fucking paper if she's hungry for more dirty details. It was all over the news. I was labeled a psychopathic child because I didn't act the way I should have after the incident. I saw no point in crying and being miserable. He was already dead. Tormenting myself about it wouldn't bring him back.
What about your parents?
I'm not talking about them. I've had enough. I stand to leave.
If you exit this room, I'll have to report that you're being non-compliant,
she says. She raises her chest, her confidence returning with full force. I sit down again, look at the clock, and shrug. Fine. I guess we'll be silent for the next half hour. Is that compliant enough? And that's exactly what we do. We sit in silence as the clock counts the seconds with a monotonous tick that scrapes against the backs of my eyeballs. I stare at her until her cheeks flush red and she crosses her legs. She grabs her laptop and places it on her lap, then starts typing away. Each clack of the keys unhinges me a little more. I assume they normally do this shit after the session, but what else can she do during this painful silence between us? I'm tempted to lean forward and rip the hunk of metal from her hands to read what she's saying about me. I want to see how she's framed what little bit of information I've shared with her when she doesn't even have the full picture. Go ahead. Microanalyze and judge me for a few sentences. I'm used to it. People in my life had thought they understood me. But their misunderstandings are why I'm the way I am today. Why I've done the things I've done. The clock strikes the hour, and I stand up. I don't look back at her as I whip open the door. See you next week, Doc.